I'm speaking with Philip Abbott, professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University, about a new report from Farm Foundation just released on what's driving food prices, a follow-up to reports done in 2008 and 2009. Now, one of the factors cited this time around in the report is the impact of Chinese agricultural policies, particularly in soybean stocks. So if you could start us off by explaining what the report found in that regard.
One of the big drivers of the current rise in at least corn and soybean prices is the increase in Chinese imports of soybeans. While that had been growing since the mid-90s, there was a dramatic increase in Chinese imports of soybeans between 2006 and now. That's different from its effect on corn or wheat and rice, because China pursues a completely different trade policy for soybeans than for wheat and rice. In the case of soybeans, China imports 86% of their use of soybeans. They import roughly 55 million tons in the last year. In the case of wheat and rice, they import or export virtually nothing. They were at one point earlier in the decade a very small net exporter, but they import nothing. In the case of corn, a feed grain, we're talking a lot about what the Chinese might import, but last year they imported only 1 million metric tons. That's 1/50th of what they imported of soybeans. And there's talk maybe of it going to 2 million tons this year, but that's talk, not reality. And another aspect of it that's important, China controls what crosses its border and doesn't trade these commodities by choice for wheat, rice, and corn, and it does for soybeans. But in all the cases, it's more conservative than others in terms of holding stocks. So the stocks of soybeans in the major exporters in the U.S. and Latin America had declined during the course of the 2008 crisis and then since then. So the Chinese have decided to build stocks. So now while we're holding about 5% of our use in stocks of soybeans, the Chinese have increased their stocks to about 23%. And that increase in stock holding accounts for almost 40% of the increase in soybean imports since about 2006. So it's an important factor, and it's the consequence of policy decision affecting one of the what we think are the big drivers of the corn and soybean prices.
Now, what about the impact of the value of the dollar that had been having a pretty big impact on prices? What's it doing now?
So that's a tougher call. As economists, we believe there's a relationship between the exchange rate and commodity prices, and we believe it affects agricultural prices in that relationship, but with a lag. And in the last crisis, we saw a major change in the dollar. In 2002, the dollar, a euro, cost less than 90 cents, and it went up to over $1.50 during the course of that event. So there was a very dramatic change, and it was one of the factors driving both long-term and for agricultural prices short-term, the price changes. Now the dollar remains weak. It's been fluctuating quite a bit, but we haven't seen the same dramatic changes that we had earlier. There are times when we thought the dollar was going to get a lot weaker, but the European debt problems keep strengthening the dollar and causing other currencies not to appreciate relative to the dollar. We have seen some change for essentially trade partners and competitors directly related to soybeans. So China, there's a long-standing issue about exchange rates with China, and China had for a long time fixed its exchange rate relative to the dollar, and we'd been arguing that they should appreciate their exchange rate since early 2009. After the recovery from the Great Recession and financial crisis began, China has appreciated their exchange rate roughly 7%. So that's not an enormous change, but it does make soybeans somewhat cheaper in China. The other country that's interesting with respect to the exchange rate is Brazil, because in Brazil, their exchange rate has been very volatile and appreciated more than other currencies. So while their currency is appreciating, that essentially lowers or does not raise as much the domestic price of commodities like soybeans. So our major competitor and soybeans hasn't seen the same domestic price increase for soybeans or even for corn, for that matter, as we have. And that probably has contributed to our getting a somewhat bigger share of the Chinese market.
Once again, that's agricultural economist Philip Abbott with Purdue University, one of the co-authors of the Farm Foundation report, What's Driving Food Prices. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.